This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Well, Caitlin Clark is at it again, making headlines.
Caitlin Clark is white.
That's all she does is make headlines, this lady. It's unbelievable.
It's kind of a big deal.
She's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, this time she was playing golf down in Florida at the Annika.
Yeah.
That's what they call it. It's a charity golf tournament hosted by the great and friend of the program, Annika Sorenstam.
Absolutely. She got a nice swing, by the way.
Yeah, Annika, she was pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, it was impressive.
She won a lot of majors with that swing.
I remember we interviewed and I asked her, I said, when the last time you duffed one? She goes, define duff. And I'm like just absolutely chunk one where you have no idea what the hell happened. She goes, yeah, that doesn't.
It doesn't occur?
Doesn't occur. I was like, damn. Yeah.
Well, Caitlin Clark was playing in this tournament. She played 9 holes with Nelly Korda, and then she played 9 holes with Annika.
Yeah.
And
again, has a very nice swing.
Yeah, she's. They say she's a 16 handicap, Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
But she does have a very good swing. I'm surprised she's only a 16, but she probably just doesn't play very
exactly. I'm guessing if she, when you look at the swing when it goes well, there was a couple where you know the bones are there. If she played a bunch,
if she played, she'd be good.
She'd be good.
Well, a lot of those athletes are.
Yeah.
They just have that.
Yeah, there's some good hand eye there, except on this one.
Anyway, she drew a bigger buzz to this tournament than the LPGA Tour has had in a while, and a bunch of people were gathered around her tee shots and following her playing golf at, I think they were at the Pelican Golf Club. Oh, no, it wasn't in Florida. That's in California, isn't it?
Am I right about that? I don't know where this is at.
I think Pelican.
This is, I've got it here in front of me.
Yeah, where is that?
I can find out for
anyway,
you.
Not that it matters. She tees one up, and she pulls a Charles Barkley.
Oh, yeah.
And she... And she
snap hook left.
She didn't top it. She snapped it left. And oh my God, she about took out multiple eyeballs.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
It screamed about 8 inches over like 4 or 5 heads.
And this goes back to something we all fear. We've talked about this a million times, but like playing in those.
It's nerve wracking.
Well, and we don't. I mean, we've played in pro-ams.
It is in Florida.
But we haven't. Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We haven't had. I've never had a gallery like that.
Hers is probably 30 yards deep down. I mean, I've never had one like
which
that.
Which is a problem.
Yes.
Because if you're, I mean, it doesn't even, you don't even have to be a 16. You could be a sub 10 and you can easily knock someone's head off.
Yeah.
And I just never understood why people don't take more, take more cover. Why do they do that?
It's a remarkable amount of trust.
Why are they standing there?
I would tell anyone. Because she's a 16, which is about me. And if I am teeing off...
You're not safe on either side.
I would tell anyone.
You're not safe on either side.
I would just be like, you know what, everybody? I appreciate you coming out. We're going to need you to back this up.
Like, your hands get a little lazy or you overgrip a little bit and you're taking somebody out, man.
I don't like where this is going at all. The best, she just reaches into her pocket.
She hit another one.
She has to drop another.
And they're all just like, oh!
Yay, Caitlin, okay.
I don't know about you, but...
She said, sorry.
Yeah, she said she was sorry. Well, of course, she probably... Well, the old adage is that, I don't know if this is true, but Barkley, he had that hitch in his swing.
Supposedly because of this,
because
right?
He would play in these pro-ams, and he was so terrified to hit these people because he was terrible.
Yeah.
That's why he couldn't pull the trigger on his golf swing.
Yeah.
Because he didn't want to knock someone's teeth out.
Mental block. Although someone did get the ball, though. So, like, someone posted it on Twitter. Someone said, hey, I got the snap hook. And he was going to see if he could get Caitlin to sign it later.
It is an amazing thing. I don't know about you, but when you golf, and let's say you're golfing with people, and they could be good players, or they could be middle-of-the-road players, or bad players.
Sure.
We've all found ourselves standing in a place where we probably shouldn't, right?
Yes.
Like, you have that thought. It's like, ooh, if he shanks one right now,
yep.
I'm dead.
Yep.
But we don't move.
No.
It's
Why?
Always on the margin, and you're like, I mean, you always say to yourself, but I'm probably
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I'm probably fine, and I can move pretty quick. You know, if it's coming at me.
I will say that you do that one where immediately, though, I get in like the, I do like remember the Titans. I'm in my stance. I'm in my ready to duck, or I just kind of try to stand behind someone else, and I'm like, I'm going to let him take.
Yeah, I think if I always feel like if I'm close enough to my cart or a tree, that I'll just be good.
Yeah.
And like,
right.
And I'll be able to dodge it like Neo in the Matrix.
I've seen enough diehards. I'm going to Bruce Willis the S out of this, and if need be, I'll just go diving. Or, you know, as long as I feel like, and this is another dumb thing, I feel like as long as I can get my back turned to it, I'll take a golf ball off the back. It's fine.
I've had one off the back. It doesn't hurt all that much.
Exactly.
It depends on who hits it.
I got a lot of meat bag there. As long as you don't get me, I just got to turn away. Don't get me in the head and, you know, maybe down in the
eye.
In the carriage.
Well, you talked to Joe Buck's wife. You don't want the ankle either.
Yes.
Yeah.
Shattered.
Yeah. I saw her in her walking boot on Monday Night Football.
I will tell you that. Taking one off the ankle or like the kneecap.
The shin?
Yeah, it's no good. You got to turn.
That was her fault with the dumb handstand, though.
Well, I don't know. If you don't want to get hit by a golf ball, don't stand where you can get hit by a golf ball.
It
does show an amazing lack of awareness for all those people to be lined up like 30 yards ahead. It's one thing if you're like 5 to 10, you're like, okay, someone really has to snap it. But those people at the end of that gallery, and by the way, why are you there? Why aren't you forcing yourself closer? Like, they should cap that thing at like 8 yards and then just, you know, stack it a little deeper. You don't need to be that far. And you're looking at her down the fairway. It's problematic. She's a Titleist gal, though. And
is she sponsored?
I don't know, but she had her own golf balls. It's a Titleist 22 because, well, she's number 22.
Yeah.
Yeah, the person found the ball, which is kind of that's a nice
little... Well,
you
can order. I mean, you're what?
I know.
What were you, 68?
Yeah.
You could order...
Yeah. I'm just saying she's playing Titleist 22 balls.
Well, did you hear her quote?
No, I just heard sorry.
No, her quote after, because of course they asked her about it afterwards. She said, golf is hard.
Golf is hard.
And to that, we all agree.
Yes.
Caitlin Clark is white.
Yeah.
So be careful out there at those pro-ams.
Yeah. I would never. I would feel fine at a pro event, though.
Yeah. No, those guys aren't going to hit
you. Yeah, those guys aren't going to hit you. But at a pro-am,
uh-uh.
No chance.
Uh-uh.
No chance of my lining up there. Or I guess I would. I would just kind of cower behind someone else. I'd try to find like the biggest person there and just kind of squat down, use a human shield style.
There was a tournament this last season. And I'm trying to remember who the golfer was. It was like Fowler or Spieth or somebody like that. And they were like off the fairway in some pine straw, kind of on a slope. And there were people that looked like they're standing right in front of them.
I think that was Rory.
Was it Rory? And the person went right over their head and hit the tree behind him and like bounced off the other way.
Yeah, but he, I don't know. I feel like they were safe.
They weren't.
But they were. Because he's not going to hit them.
But he almost did.
Well, he hit the
tree behind. It went over their head.
Yeah, yeah. But that's exactly where he wanted to hit it.
Oh, he wanted to hit the tree, did he?
No, he wanted to hit it over their head.
Yeah, he just caught the tree.
He just caught the tree.
I don't know. It was rough.
Yeah, people are saying this one, too. Like the
other thing, too, about that, is that McIlroy, if you're in his way, he's going to move you.
Sure.
If you're standing where you think you can get hit and he doesn't move you, he's not going to hit you.
I trust Rory.
Yeah.
You know who I don't trust? Me.
Caitlin Clark
or anyone else. But someone brings up another good point is you watch like those rally car races, like those street cars. Those dumbasses are lined up on that. Or like that Isle of Man, those motorcycle races. Those morons are lined up on a street as someone's coming around the corner at 95 miles an hour. Those are the people, like, what are you doing? He says, one thing, you get hit by a golf ball. I'm not sure if you're aware of what happens if a car hits you, but you don't just get to bounce up and be like, oh, my ankle's hurt. No, that's a whole different one.
Wild.
Yeah, man, people just like to watch stuff, and they don't really care about the, you don't think about the inherent danger.
Well, you should.
Yeah, absolutely.
Try to live. In the news is next, we've got a Mark Scholl update, and boy, that Arctic Fox, I cannot stop updating you on that.
No,
girl.
This is like our fourth update.
We got another update on
are
her.
You in love with the fox?
I love,
are you adopting the fox?
I'll tell you what, she's very cute, but they will not let Foxy stay, what am I trying to say? She can't be a pet, because that was the problem in the first
place. It's no-go.
So we'll get to In the News next, but first, Berkley Sports Center.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.